RPG Lessons Learned. When the game is over, when your players are gone, that's when lessons are learned. We're at RPGLL Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, rpglpodcast@gmail.com, and check us out online at rpglessonslearned.com.
This is RPG Lessons Learned. I am Brian, and with me, of course, we have Dusty, who's going to tell us what happened on today's session of Vampire the Masquerade.
Ooh, today's episode is Gehenna, and Gehenna is sort of mythically the end of the vampire world, and I always knew I wanted to run one vampire campaign, and I knew I wanted it to culminate in the vampire apocalypse of Gehenna. So let's listen on how Gehenna goes for Eduardo and Zep and their role in it.
Are you ready to go get some more disciplines?
Sure.
Play some more vampire bingo and then take down the prince in Tirza?
Yep.
Let's go do it.
So I want you to describe to me.
So I won't be able to take down Tirza by myself. You won't be able to take down Aaron by yourself. We either separate them or, well, we may.
We could probably beat Aaron to a pulp by ourselves, no problem.
But Tirza.
Clan, help me.
That's right.
No,
oh, him?
Yeah.
Venture.
Yeah, ventures are not fighters.
Mm. But well, they're still powerful. There's a reason why he's a prince. But when we...
Let's hit him more.
But before we do, right, I kind of want to go in with a little more firepower than I have. So, I mean... It looks like the Nosferatu and the Ventru have some things that are just probably going to kick our butts, whether it's presence of potence, animalism. So I kind of want to, personally, I want to go kill, take disciplines from a couple others before we go. It's either that or we do it Splinter Cell style, right? More than the two.
So, I do want to resolve this campaign this session.
Yep, absolutely.
We could go on, we could add five more sessions where you take out each primogen one
Not
at a time,
needed.
Growing more and more powerful.
We got to get the lieutenants first and work our way up.
But here's the thing. We can't do that because Aaron wouldn't allow that anyway. As soon as you start taking down primogens, they're all going to marshal against you.
Yep.
So, you don't have time for that.
Mm.
I will let you attempt to take out one other primogen and fill out your vampire bingo card a little bit more before Aaron and Tirza.
Fair.
But remember, you also can come up with an approach that gets you alone with Aaron and alone with Tirza, or alone with Aaron and Tirza.
Got it. Done.
And you need to do whatever work to make sure that you survive that.
Got it.
You got
an idea. Yep. Okay. So we're going to go either after the Bruja or the Toreador. If we go after the Bruja, I would imagine Jack's Bruja, right?
Jack is, yes, that's his lineage, and he sort of lives outside the clan.
Yeah. So, I mean, what better way to start than with your best friend? It sounds really bad, but it kind of gets you into the sport, I would say. But I really don't want to go after it. But Toreador, and the reason I'm saying that is because when we look into the disciplines through research.
You've been vampires.
Not to metagame, right?
You've been vampires
for
months. You know who has what discipline.
But the fact that they have celerity, which gives you a double move, a triple move, which is two extra actions.
Yep.
There's so much other things that look really great on paper, but in a fight?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say we go after Bruja or Toreador. And I think we already...
So...
We haven't taken out any Toreador.
I just want to give you guys a little quick dose of humanity and make sure that you're... Just make sure I'm reminding you of a few things. One, that Bruja primogen, Candace, that Bruja was the first vampire that you killed in the Alvarized. And she's the one that specifically approached you to say, hey, no hard feelings.
Right.
He was a renegade. don't feel ashamed around any brouhaha for what you did.
Yep.
That was a legit blowout. So she made an attempt to reach out to you guys.
Yep.
Also, you've been living off the back of Jack's kindness for months.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've just signed up with Kane to eventually kill both of them.
Yep.
Eventually. Yep. Regardless of when or where or how.
Mm-hmm.
And all other vampires.
Yep.
Okay.
It's only been a few months. Even though it feels like forever.
I'm just making sure that you are aware.
It's only been a few months. Hell, I knew Peter from the bar longer than I know these guys. I didn't even want to see his ass.
Fair enough. I'm good.
But, that said, I wouldn't go after a Bruja. I think we can have mercy and save them for last.
Mm.
Toreador. Who was the Toreador? You had the
Toreador are the ones who are really into art and beauty and aesthetics.
Oh, hell yeah.
They really take care of their appearance. In fact, your girlfriend, Chris,
the
young Ancelay who was quite interested in you.
Oh, that's right.
She is a Toreador.
There you go. That's our end.
Gonna help.
That's our end. So we're going to go after the Toreador.
I'm sure there's a... Oh, gosh, what is it? An exhibition we can go visit.
Yeah.
Get a little Jackson Pollocky with the blood.
I'll just go on a... We'll go on a date and...
A tough
I'll
date.
See if she has anybody that... would want to go with my brother.
Make a social roll.
Shit. This is where I fail.
Well, you say that. You're just picking up the dice and rolling. Is there nothing you want to do first?
Well, I do want to, but you can only spend a...
Abuse physical, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. It's only on physical.
Yep.
True. You don't have any other disciplines? I haven't looked at your disciplines.
You flex really hard.
I could do... Nope.
All right.
Your presence.
Really, no. I have...
Presence.
I don't have any presence.
You do not?
My dominate's only command and mesmerize.
Mm, fair enough.
Make your roll.
One.
One success?
One success.
You can go on a date with her, but she can't find a friend on that short notice.
So Delilah and I are going to go on a date.
All right.
I'm not going to try anything on this date, though, because, again, I want to get us into a room with the primogen.
All right, make me a social roll for how the date goes.
I wish this is how dating would go, because it would make it all so much easier. One.
One success?
Again. I only have two, so
I mean,
yeah,
like,
one success.
Odds are, yeah.
So, with one success, she's suspicious, and she's probably losing interest in you because you're just trying to leverage her to get in front of Leah, who everyone loves. Leah, of course, has been around for millennia, knows how to take care of herself,
yeah.
Knows how to do
but,
the makeup and the outfits and the hair and everything perfectly with millennia of practice.
I'm just trying to set Leah up with my buddy, with my brother Eduardo. That's what I'm trying to do.
So she agrees to give you an audience with her primogen. So, the two of you are now in a room with Leah and Delilah. And
are we in their, like, headquarters?
That's where she would be.
Yes,
yes.
Absolutely.
So, their headquarters are the top floor of a museum, like in the office space.
Of course it is. It's either that or a bookshop. One of the two.
Tons of art and marble and carpet. And it's the top floor of that, and you're in a corner office. Lots of windows, lots of glass, lots of nightlife, cars going by.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very open, modern scene. And Leah looks at you and says, yes, you wanted to see me.
Yes, this is my brother Eduardo.
She rises, and she's treating you guys with a ton of respect. In fact, Delilah even seems a little taken back with how Leah's acting. And Leah sort of gives you both a very deep bow and says, I've heard from the prince about our disposition towards you. How may I be of service?
Can I kiss her hand?
Go for it.
Okay. Kiss her hand on the uppercutter.
All right. Nice. Combat begins. Make your attack roll. She has one success in defense.
I spend 3 blood to go up 2.
You succeed in hitting her.
Mm-hmm.
So damage. What's your physicality? No. What's your physicality?
2, 4, 6 right now.
6?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I punch good.
You yep. do punch good.
We used
only
a gun.
Six?
We used a gun once.
All right, she is taking a huge penalty to her dice rolls.
Awesome. Sorry, that's a +2 to melee damage, not +1.
Oh.
Yeah.
So 7.
One more?
Your potence, right?
All right. She is, in fact, down.
Actually, I might be more than that, but don't worry about it right now.
With 7 damage, she is, in fact, down. Mm. So you have taken out the Primogen.
Mm-hmm.
Delilah is shocked, and you and I are going to make mental rolls.
Yep.
With me as Delilah. Delilah's mental is actually 5 to see who gets to go next. She's got 3 successes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, you go first.
I'm going to attack her.
She has 1 success.
Physical 7. I did +2.
She has 1 success.
She has 1 success.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You hit.
Slightly.
And what is your damage?
Get your potence.
I don't have potence.
Mm.
Yeah, physicality is your damage. So what's your physicality? Yep.
He's got 5.
It was 6.
For 6.
She's basically down and out. All right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Those were 2 very quick hits and no screams.
Mm.
So I'm going to give you free reign to Diablerize.
Do your thing, man.
Well, I got the big one last time. All yours.
Oh, man. This is why we froze.
What's your normal social?
+2.
Oh, right.
All right. Roll your social.
What do I roll?
She has no successes, actually. She has only 2s and 1s. So you get 1 more. You get 1 more social.
So I get 1 social. I don't have to roll.
You don't have to roll because she completely... Well, actually, I'm sorry. Do roll because you might get no successes.
What do I do? 2 social?
2, and you got to make get a 4 or better.
2.
All right. You get 1 social point.
Nice.
What's your mental?
Everything else is 5.
Okay. She can't help you with anything else, though. All right. Let's talk about disciplines. She's an elder. So she's a primogen. So you can take... We're going to do 4. Because I'm going to say fledglings are worth 1, neonates are 2, ancillary are 3, and elders are 4.
There.
So you get 4 dots. And her skills are presence, potence, and celerity.
I'm going to take advanced celerity.
Okay, so to take basic and advanced, that's 2 of your pips.
Yep. Okay, so that's 2. I'm going to do potence. Because especially if I'm going up against Tirza, I need the extra melee damage. Because if I hit her, I want it to hurt.
Got it.
And I can do advanced with that, so that's +3 melee.
Okay, so you now have advanced potence.
Yeah.
All right, Eduardo, let's resolve your vampire bingo.
Indeed.
So, Delilah is an ancillary.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your physical?
Normally, 4.
Yeah, no, you got her beat. Social?
4.
She's got you beat, so go ahead and roll social. Ooh, she has no successes.
Huh.
So you take 1 more dot of social.
She hasn't gotten a single success.
This is a different person.
Oh, that's right.
But yes, I have been rolling poorly. I mean, here it is, legit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is your mental?
5.
And what is your psychic?
2.
Well, she's only got 1. She can't help you with psychic anyway.
Oh, well.
All right.
Shame.
She's got presence, potence, and celerity. You get 3 dots.
Okay, I'm going
to
take...
And by the way, she only has presence and potence to the advanced level. Celerity is basic for her.
I would still take celerity.
Yeah, I'll take 1 celerity. And what was the other one?
Presence and potence.
You already got basic, right?
Mm-hmm. potence. I just go to event. I go to events potence then.
Yep. And you'll take one pip of presence, I assume.
Yes.
I'm only missing 7 out of 20. That's not bad.
That's vampire bingo.
Yep.
I'm surprised that you guys didn't go, frankly, for the Tremere, for the thaumaturgy, for the blood magic.
Don't know enough about it.
You can throw fireballs, man.
Oh, shit, I didn't see that. Weather control.
Now, wait a minute. Vampires are definitely afraid of fire. Oh, wait.
Which is why it does aggravated damage. Hmm. All right. You were successful in leveling up your vampire bingo. Go ahead and mark all your blood back up because you just completely diabolized and drained 2 vampires, so you're full up on blood.
Boy.
Do we still have our +2 physical for the day, or
no,
is it per
it's for a scene?
Day?
It is for a quote unquote scene.
All right.
You ready?
Sure.
Do you want to go see Tears and Aaron?
Now, how are you going to do this?
Yeah, so.
Remember all those guys in the stocking caps and the sunglasses?
Yeah.
Like, Aaron's got guards
yep.
with guns.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You learned in your very first session, guns still hurt.
Yep. So, somebody just killed the Primogen of the Toreador.
Not anyone knows that.
You were seen walking through.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of Ancelae and Neonates and all this that were there and watched Delilah march you up to her office.
Yep.
Let's burn the building down.
Exactly.
Hot damn. All right, let's go for it.
Exactly.
You're going to burn down a museum?
Yes, and.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, man. Who cares? Hopefully they have a good enough
voice of reminding you where you are.
Oh, yeah, and humanity, right? But
then we got rid of that.
Yeah, hopefully they have enough of a fire prevention that they're able to at least, you know, turn on the sprinklers.
That's true too. The sprinklers are gonna be it's gonna be pretty tough to burn this building down.
Yeah. So, but we can burn a room down. So we're gonna burn this room down.
All right. There's no accelerant in the room. How are you gonna do this?
Solar, apparently.
Imagine you were standing in an office and you're like, I'm gonna burn this place down.
Kindling is the first thing.
You got no matches, you got no nothing, what are you gonna do?
Who said I didn't have a lighter coming into this, knowing that I was gonna burn it down if we won?
Okay. You burn you burn this office. Still, a bunch of neonates and Ancelae watched you get marched in here.
We start screaming as soon as the fire comes up. And we're screaming and we're screaming and we're saying, help, help, help. And we're trying to bush down the
door.
Sure
enough, people start banging at the door trying to get in.
And we're banging on the door trying to get out.
Okay. The block's on your side.
See where we're going?
No, really. Not really. But please continue.
We're going to pretend that we were attacked, then go to the to Prince Aaron and explain who it was.
Sabat.
Making it be...
Okay.
See?
Someone yells through the door, lock's on your side, unlock it,
Oh, God, and we unlock the door.
Okay. What are you going to do to convince these people that you are genuinely distraught? That is your mission right now.
I'm
genuinely distraught.
Is this every person who saw us come in?
Do you have presents?
10. Perfect. What is it times 10?
It doubles my social. I have
five
social.
Yeah. All right. You have 10 social?
Five, but the presence doubles.
Doubles it.
All
right, spin the blood.
Yeah. Boop. 2, 4, 5.
5 successes.
I did okay.
You did great. They believe you.
Well, that was easy.
Tell me why they believe you. Tell me what you say and what you do.
Sabat! They rappelled down the side of the building and burst through the glass and Molotov cocktails and then they give us a message to give Aaron or whatever.
Prince Aaron, yes.
Yeah. Quick, we gotta go.
We gotta go see Aaron.
They declared war.
We gotta go see Aaron.
They declared war.
They believe you. It was good. You created urgency. Urgency helps you. You seem distraught, genuinely. They believe that.
Yeah. So we're running. They're still in awe, right? We're telling them, we probably told them, try to save them. We have to go tell Aaron. So that way they're trying to put out the fire and save them, right? Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, we're running towards Aaron.
Okay. When you say running towards Aaron, Aaron's not in this building either.
Right. We're running out of the building to get into
all
car to drive to see Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right, by the time you get there, word has reached Aaron that you're on your way. He has his guards immediately bring you up. You're in a room with Aaron, four of his bodyguards, and Tirza. What's the message? What have the Sabbat said? And he's furious. He's outraged. What have the Sabbat done? What do they want?
I don't know that they need to hear this. And we look towards the guards.
All right, that's going to take another social or mental roll.
Okay.
That's six. A lot of successes.
Yep.
Leave us. And he turns to Tirza and says, don't worry. I'm sure if they wanted me dead, there's not much we could do anyway.
Is that the sheriff lady?
Yes. Tirza seemed, like, when he said, told the guards to leave, she looked kind of like, no, don't do this.
Yeah.
But,
you're putting yourself
do
in
the want her to stay?
We gotta take her out, too.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. I can take Tirza if you want.
You want
to do that?
Sure.
All right. You've done well enough to go ahead and get surprise. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the first lick, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
Your celerity's active. What's your blood at right now?
Yep, so I'm at 5. I'm not hungry yet, but I'm getting there. So if I do celerity, which has 2 extra actions, dominate is an action.
Yep.
It's 1 action. So I'm going to do dominate. This is psychic versus psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm just going to tell her to freeze.
Okay. Her psychic is 4. She has 2 successes.
1, 2. Tied, so that means that...
attack her.
She looks surprised, and she freezes for a second.
So now I'm going to... physical, so this is 7... 1, 2, 3, 4.
You succeed.
And that's 10 damage.
She is dead. That was her.
So just to clarify how, 5 physical normal, plus 2 imbued, plus 3 melee damage.
Yeah. All right. What do you do with Aaron?
I'm going to tear his head off.
Go for it. You succeed.
4, then that's 7, then 8 with that, and 10 damage.
He's dead.
Cool. Also, I'm like super beyond ravenous, and also take one of those rolls, I'm a chug.
All right, you just start draining him. You can't stop yourself. This is the last session of this. Do you want to resolve Vampire Bingo with 2 of them?
All I can take from her is Animalism Advanced. I got 5 everything except for Social.
No, we're Social 2. She's not Sferatu. She's got Advanced Obfuscate, Advanced Animalism, and Advanced Potence.
I just take the Advanced Animalism. I don't have
all right. Enough. Easy. Ventru. For the Ventru. What's your physical? 5. What's your Social?
My physical is 4.
Oh, it's 4?
Yeah, because I always just... use the extra.
He has 2 successes. If you can beat 2 successes with your 4, you get a physical.
2, 3.
You get a physical.
Hot damn. Go, skip the psychic.
2.
Oh.
2. No, dang. No. All right. He has advanced presence, advanced dominate, and advanced fortitude.
Nice. You already have a presence, right?
Yep.
So you can... make that advance.
I was getting 2 advanced right there, and nice. The other one's already filled up, I believe.
Nice.
So I'll take it.
Again, people are pounding on the doors to get in.
Let them in?
Sure.
Because it's still the same scene. I'm just topped off on blood.
Exactly.
All right. I'm not even gonna roll for them. You're going to just tear your way through a bunch of Ventru guards.
Awesome. I'm going to use a gun a few times just for the novelty of it.
Okay.
Awesome.
You take a gun off one? It's a Matrix-style scene.
In
the movie, this is the climactic scene where you guys have really come into your own powers.
Mm-hmm.
You've drank several primogens. You are now...
put the sunglasses on.
Gods amongst vampires, even. Mm-hmm. And you're just tearing through them. You're using all your abilities, your dominate, your potence, mm-hmm. your everything, and you're just tearing through them. You've just taken out the prince of the city. Where are you going to stay tonight?
In the city?
Raleigh?
No, well, yeah, Raleigh.
You're in the city. It's fine. Are you going to stay at your normal place? Like, you just had this big accomplishment. Are you going to go back to your apartment?
Well, our goal has...
It's a very nice apartment, doesn't it?
All right, yeah. Fair enough.
Kane's been there. Kane been to your apartment?
He'll probably be back there.
I think so.
Fair enough. All right, you go back to your apartment. Kane's there the following morning.
I do the beer cap thing again.
Yeah?
I sense your new strength.
Mm. Yep.
I've heard the news.
Gift.
Let me go straight to that.
Let me ask you real quick.
Oh, fine.
Can you shoot fireballs?
I can.
That's awesome. We wanted to shoot fireballs.
Any last questions for me? After this moment, you'll never be able to question me again.
So are we going to kill you?
You are.
Debs.
Are we then going to kill each other?
That is for you to decide. I pass my burden on to you. I pass on my gifts and my curses. Hopefully, the two of you can keep each other grounded in a way that solitude never agreed with me.
If you could go back in time, what would you say to Abel?
It's a personal question. I won't lie and say I haven't thought about it almost every day. It was inevitable that some human would become the first human to kill. Humans in this era are renowned for killing. Soldiers, police, it's a vital part of society. Executions. I think dangerous things happen to society when blood becomes too precious to spill. I accept my place as the first murderer. In fact, I've come to see myself as more of a pioneer than the punished. Right. Gentlemen, I wish you the best. He bites into his own wrists and he holds them out to you.
Now what?
You drink.
I'm joking.
You now... you have every ability on that sheet.
Yes!
To the Pardon advanced me. Level. What psychologically leads to you to actually check those boxes?
It's bingo, bro.
The dopamine, Dusty. The dopamine! God!
You also have your life doubled.
Oh, okay.
So you have... By the time you get advanced...
You're going to make another character sheet with like extra...
By the time you get advanced fortitude, you have 10. You now have 20 life.
Awesome.
And you have 20 blood spots.
So I say you're going to make another character sheet and print out things or...
Not just for that, no. You can just write 20s if you really want the dopamine hit.
Do we get the higher like traits or whatever?
Yeah.
Sure, you can have all fives.
What's it going to do, say no?
You have all fives. You have all of everything. Consumed Kane.
But see, to you, this is the end. To me, this is the start. Because now I want to just go fight like a room of 50 vampires.
I love
stories. We already did that, didn't we?
I love stories that end at the beginning. For example, in the a Matrix. Lot of ways, well, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
You could look at Pulp Fiction, like, in
As
my mind.
Nothing more than the first act.
Well, Jules, right? Jules is now walking the earth like, well, Kane. Kane from Kung Fu, not Kane from...
Right.
Not this Kane. Jules is now walking the earth like Kang from Kung Fu, helping people and righting wrongs. The whole movie, Pulp Fiction, could be a prelude to a TV show about Jules, an ex-gangster, going around helping people.
The Matrix is a classic example.
Yeah.
Where none of the sequels could live up. They just couldn't, because it set such a high...
All of a sudden, he's the one. And we're going to leave this where you guys are.
I know
Kung Fu. You are Gehenna. You personalize Gehenna.
Like, and we just go wreck stuff.
The prophecies were all right that Cain's second generation would be Gehenna, but they were all wrong. Well, we'll get into
that. That it was in the past.
There's one more scene I want to do.
We're the second generation.
Right.
The last scene I want to do is, what do you guys do with Jack? Do you save him for last? Do you tell him? Do you not tell him? Do you kill him quickly out of mercy? Like, what do you do with Jack? That's the last question I have for you, and then we'll just talk about the campaign a little bit.
Let him pick.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, It's going to happen. We can wait. We can do it later. We let you live out
today. Tell me how you said Jack down at Talma.
Pretty much exactly that.
Yeah.
So you tell Jack that you are Gehenna.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. And you ask Jack what?
You've done us a solid. We'll let you pick.
Yeah. You can be the last, or you can be the first.
Or somewhere in between. We're not
picking. Or somewhere in between.
We have all the time in the world.
Jack takes a deep breath. Jack heaves a huge sigh, and he's thinking, and he says, "You boys have forced me to confront something about myself that I had forgotten. Old Jack's a coward. I was a coward when I was a living pirate, and I'm a coward now that I'm an old anarch. Surprise me. You want to do me one favor? Leave the city. Don't make Charlotte last. Go somewhere else for a while. Come back and surprise me. I would love to do the brave thing and have you kill me now, but I can't face it. When you do it, don't let me see it coming." That's his choice. His choice is, I don't want to die today, but I also don't want to be dead last because that's miserable. Surprise me and make it merciful.
Can do.
People call them postmortems, evaluations, appraisals, reviews, retrospectives. We call them lessons learned, and we're sharing ours with you.